We are on Daf Ayin Tes Amid Beis. Omar Abaye, around 7 lines from the top. Omar Abaye, Shtei Chatzeres Zu Lifnim Mizu. You have two Chatzeres, and one is inside the other. I think the Ritva gives a marshal. We would imagine like the Mishkan was Petoich Chatzar HaMishkan. So you had here two Chatzeres. There was a Chatz of Pnimi that was Mukif Mechitzes. And then there was a Chatz of Chitzoini that was Makif the Chitzoini plus the Pnimi. Pnimish Shelo, the Chotzer HaPnimi belonged to her, V'chitzayno Sheloi, and the outer Chotzer was his. U'mechitzayis HaChitzaynayis Oitfayis Al HaPnimiyayis. And the Mechitzayis HaChitzaynayis, the outer Mechitzayis, were taller than the Pnimiyistike Mechitzayis. Bizal Kaila, now he threw in the get into the Chotzer HaPnimi. Is kiven shehi gia la avil mechitzes achitzaina areizu megureshes. So let us be megashim benyim. Let's say the mechitzes HaPnimiyais were 5 feet tall. The Mechitzes HaChitzayniyes were 10 feet tall. Now, he threw it, let's say, from his Chotzer into her Chotzer. So now, the get, let's say, is over the Chotzer HaPnimi. It is 8 feet from the ground. Now, it is not Toich HaMechitzes HaPnimis, because they only go to 5 feet, but it's teich mechitzis achitzainis. It's areizu migureshes, so she is migureshes. My time pnimis gufe b'mechitzis achitzaine komintero. The pnimi is being protected with the outside mechitzes of the chitzayin. Now, let us see Rashi. So Rashi says as follows. So we have here a case, again, just to get it clear. We have here two chatzeres. We have a chotzer pnimi and a chotzer chitzayin. The chotzer pnimi has a wall around it that is 5 feet tall. The Chotzer Chitzayne has a wall around it which is 10 feet tall. And he had thrown the get from the Chotzer Chitzayne into the Chotzer HaPnimi. So Abaye said that when the get is over the Chotzer HaPnimi, even though it is not Teich Mechitzes HaPnimi, it is 8 feet above the ground, but it is protected through the Mechitzes HaChitzaynis, through the outer Mechitzes. Zogt Rashi, B'Mechitzes HaChitzayna Komintero, Rigilo Lehishtamer. Hilkach Mishubodais Heinlo, Bekonula. This is a very difficult Rashi. Rashi is saying that Rashi is saying two things which are difficult to understand. One thing, Rashi is saying that the outer mechitzes are meshubit to the chotzer HaPnimi. So the question is, why do we need this? Why do we have to say they're meshubit? I mean, Lamaise, the get will not blow into the Rishus HaRabim because there are outer mechitzas there. When it's 8 feet above the ground and you have the outer mechitzas of the chotza are 10 feet above the ground, it won't blow out. So why do we need this concept that the outer mechitzas are meshubit to her? And then we have to understand, how do they become meshubit to her? I mean, Rashi is saying, factor, that the outer mechitzas are meshubit to the chotzer apnimi, and therefore, we use them in order to enhance the kinyan of the chotzer apnimi, and when it's 8 feet above the ground, even though it is not yet toich mechitzas apnimi, she's miskareshes. Taisus is going to be chilek on Rashi, but perhaps we can understand Rashi as follows. We have here a problem, the way Rashi was saying all along, there's a problem that the wind might blow, when a person is throwing a get into someone's chotzer, there's a problem of wind. The wind might blow out the get from the chotzer. So that makes it a chotzer sheinu mishtameres. There's another problem. You need it to be soifei lahaniach. If the wind will blow it out, it's not soifei lahaniach. Now, it could very well be that in the Memesin, the Ritva mentions the Svarah, the Teferes Yaakov mentions the Svarah. If you have the outer chotza is mukif, is surrounded with a mechitza that's 10 feet tall. So in this chotza, when it's falling to the chotza apnimi, there's no wind in this whole area. Because usually winds come from the side, we're not speaking about the wall of China, that mistama winds get inside the wall, but we're talking about two chatzeres. So mistama, the chatzeres accomplished that in this area of the two chatzeres, there are no winds there. So memele, if you have a get that is over the chotzer hapnimi, it will zicha fall down, and it won't blow away. It won't blow away. So it's aver sesoifei lipoil, and it's going to remain there. It won't blow away. Now, what is making it that it shouldn't blow away? If there wouldn't be the mechitzes hachitzaynis, the wind would zicha blow it out of the chotzer, so it's not mishtama to remain in the chotzer. What is causing that it shouldn't blow away? The mechitzas hachitzaynis are causing this. So it comes out it is mishtama because of the mechitzas hachitzaynis. Now, we heard in this perek that we need a chotzer a mishtameres because it has to be dum yedi yodo. Ma yodo mishtama ledaito. And we had such a halacha that let's say one will put a get into the hand of an Eved Knani, and the Eved Knani is up. So it's a posel lechotza, because it's not mishtama ledaita, there's someone else taking care of it. Just like the yad is mishtama a yidei ha'isha, so hachotza also has to be mishtama dum yediyado. So lechayre it could be. So if the chotzer mitzad atzmai is a davar mishtama, the chotzer has walls, which these walls protect the get from being blown out. So that's called the chotzer is dumi. Her chotzer is dumi the hayad. It's self-sufficient, and it's her chotzer is mishtama dumi the yoda. But if her chotzer is any mishtama, als her chotzer it would blow out. No, his chotzer, the wall of his chotzer, of the chotzer achitzoni, that is protecting that the get should not blow out from her chotzer. So it could be his wall is not better than an Evet Knani that is possible because it's not to Midiyodo. That means if there's another Shmire besides the, that's not considered Mishtameres Lidaito. That means if she made a chotzer, that's self-sufficient. So that's called Mishtameres Lidaito. But if her chotzer is not self-sufficient, you have someone else's, you have someone else's chotzer, her husband's chotzer, that is ensuring that it should be, that her chotzer should be able to be koine. So it could be, it wouldn't help. That is why it could be Rashi said that it's mishubit, mishubodai saying law. That means she has somehow a kinyan shibud in his wall, that he's mishubit to have his wall there to protect her articles and his, in that fall into her chotzer. How this became mishubit, that I don't know. Was there kinyonim? I mean, but could be that's why Al Kaponim, why Rashi had to say this, could be because Rashi held that in order for a chotzer to be considered, a chotzer, a mishtama dum yidiyod, it has to be through her chotzer. And if it's someone else's chotzer, someone else is creating the shimur, it's not good. That's why Rashi said, since it's regila lishtama, mechitzes chitzayne komint regila lishtama, hilkach mishubodais hein lo. So that is helping. Vikonulo. That's why it's kaina. Let us see Taisvis. Zuk Taisvis, pnimius gufe b'mechitzes achitzaynes mintere. Ma shepirish bekuntre shemechitzes achitzaynes mishubodais lepnimius. So this Taisvis did not like it. It's mishubid. Lav dafke mishubodis. I don't need this cheshen mishpetike bailis that she has a kinyan shibud in the mechitzis achitzoinis, the imkain. Because if you would say that this is true, at the miflig ben chatzeres lakupis, the Gemara will soon differentiate if we have a similar situation with kupis, then the mechitza chitzayna of the kupa will not help the avir of the pnimi. So why do you have to differentiate between chatzeres and kupes? Livle bechatzeres kufayu. Let's differentiate in chatzeres alone. Bein mishubodais, l'sheina mishubodais. If the outer mechitza is mishubitahar, then she's geget. If the outer mechitz is not mishubetar, she's not geget. So Kolchoch, Taisus disagrees with that what Rashi says you need mishubodis. Elataime. So Taisus, I feel it's not mishubet. I feel she doesn't have a schus. Abol kivin sheha mechitzais achitzoines kavuis. Since the mechitzais achitzoines are kavua there, va'asidois lishoyer sham, they're going to remain there. Shive pnimis mintere behu. So it's considered that the pnimis is a chotzer mishtameres. Since we have there a dover kavua which will remain. It's not a dover aray that was just put there to make sure the wind shouldn't blow at that minute. That seems Taisus held that wouldn't be good. I wouldn't make it a chotza mishtameres. But since we have a machitza kavua, that makes it a chotza mishtameres. Now, so first Isis wants to say, not the way we learn Pshat and Rashi, that there's a chotzer pnimi, which is mukiv mechitzes, then that's surrounded by a chotzer chitzoni, and there's mechitzes on the outside side of the chotzer chitzoni. Taisus says, no, it's not speaking like that. Umayri, it's speaking about, kshem mechitzois hachitzoinois, mafsikois ben chitzoine lepnimis. Taisus says that we have a chotzer pnimi that is surrounded with a mechitza that is, let's say, 5 feet tall. And right next to this mechitza, there is a mechitza of the chotzer chitzoine, which is 10 feet tall. And this mechitza accomplishes that when the get will be 8 feet from the ground, it will not go into the chotzer chitzoine. That's what the mechitza accomplishes. The e ein mavsikos, if we will say that it's speaking about that the mechitzas achitzoinis are not dividing the chitzoine from the pnimis, no, the mechitzas achitzoinis are on the outside of the chitzoinis, is kshegia haget la'avil pnimis. When the get comes into the avir of the pnimis, v'loi nichnas teich mechitzois, and it doesn't enter yet the mechitzes of the pnimis, amai megureshes, why is she megurish? Ha'enoi mishtamel mipnei b'nei chitzoina. That means we have people in the chitzoina that can go, let's forget about winds. Winds we mentioned before that wherever the mechitza chitzoine is, wind does not come into this area. But we have people around here, we have people in the chitzoine, and the wall of the pnimi is only 5 foot tall, so kozman, it did not enter the mechitzas of the pnimius, it's 8 feet tall, so the b'nei achitzoine can take the get from the pnimi. So it's not mishtamer from the b'nei achitzoine. That's Taisvus Kasha. So therefore we have to say that the 10 foot wall of the chitzoine is flush next to the 5 foot wall of the pnimi. So memele, so when it comes, it is 8 feet from the ground of the pnimi, the b'nei chotzer achitzoni cannot take him because he have a 10 foot wall that is blocking them. Now, not understanding the oimek hadvarim, but achsechmer, this kasha did not bother Rashi at all, because we had Rashi and that ayin tesam ed aleph. Rashi ayin tesam ed aleph, there we were speaking about that he threw the get from the chotzer to the gag. And it's speaking about it was toich gimel to the gag. So it's called ke'ilu is noch al hagag, and she's megureshes. So Rashi says, the kivin da hagag gavoya yud, avi lo chotzer hamishtameres lechol denayach begabe. So Rashi says, a gag that is yud tvachim tol, is called mishtamer, so l'chere Rashi means it's mishtamer from the b'nei achotzer. That's what Rashi means to say. What are we speaking about over here? So l'chere, so since there is yud tvachim, that is mavdol, the get from the chotzer achitzain, even though yud tvachim is only 40 inches, and if a person wants, he can very easily take the get from the gag, bal koponim, that havdola alone makes it a chotzer mishtameres. So l'chayre, so could be that is why Rashi did not have this problem over here, that Taisa says, what's with the b'nei chotzer achitzayin, they can take it away? Kozman, it was not nichnas teich avir hamechitzis apnimius, that Taisa said it's a problem. That's why Taisa had to schlep over the wall, it should be flush next to the wall, the mechitza of the chotzer apnimis. So it could be Rashi didn't have such a problem. As long as the Chotza Pnimis is mugdal from the Chotza Achitzain, it has a wall already. Let it be a tent, tefachtik a wall. That's also sufficient. So Mamela, that's mugdal from the Bnei Chotza Achitzain. The Marsha says over here, perhaps, it doesn't mean not that Rashi, but he says since the Bnei, this is not on the level of the karka of the chotzer achitzoyne. They have to go higher to go and take the get. That doesn't make it any mishumah. But al kaponim, perhaps this kasha is not shver. I mean, according to Rashi. Ve'imkein al kaponim Tosfos says this akimte that it is speaking about that the wall, this 10-foot wall of the Chotze Chitzayne is flush next to the 5-foot wall of the Chotze Pnimi. Because if not, when it's 8 feet above ground, it's not Mishtama Mipnei Bnei Chitzayne. Ve'imkein lechoshev Chotze HaMishtameres. Ki deporich gabi uvde dram gamliel uzekeinim bebom metziye. וכי בצד צודיו היו עמדים, אף על פי שתבו הויסו בבייסי של רם גמליאל, שהויו משתמה כדמוכח בירשלמי שכבר היו בבייסי, מכל מוקים להיאבי משתמרס לגבי זקנים בבייסי של רם גמליאל. Let's elaborate a little what Tosfos is saying. There's a Gemara in the Sefer Bamitzia. The Gemara says as follows, that Ram Gamliel was in a ship, and he had Meiser, and he wanted to be Makne, this Meiser to Rabbi Yeshua, was also on the ship. So he was Makne, the Meiser, with Kinyan Chotzer. Now, how did this Kinyan Chotzer work? He told Rabbi Yeshua, listen, I have in my house, I have, let's say, 5 bundles of Tfuah. The bundle on the extreme right, I want it, that's Meiser, I want it to be yours. Now, makne you the karka from underneath that bundle. So now it's in the, it's kind of the karka, he rented him the karka, he gave him a pruta, he rented out the karka underneath the bundle that he was makne to Rabbi Yeshua. And so Mamela, now you should be kind of this bundle of Meiser with Kinyan Chotzer. That's the Gemara. Frag the Gemara in Bob Metzia, was Rabbi Yeshua standing there? How could he be kind of with Kinyan Chotzer? It's a Chotzer she'ina mishtameres. Frag Tosfos, what do you mean it's a Chotzer she'ina mishtameres? It was in his house. It was in a private house. So why is it called Eina mishtameres? So Taisha says, because you had the Bnei Bayis of Ram Gamil who were living in this house. He had 5 bundles of Tvuah in that Mokim, and they were walking around in this house, and they very easily and readily can take that bundle. There was no cell phones at that time. Taisha called them up, but whatever it is. So Lemaise, so that bundle, which he was Makne, was not Shomu from the Bnei Bayis of Ram Gamil. So you see, you could have a mokim shomel, but the bnei bayis in that area can make it ainay shomel. So Mamelu, so that's Tosfos kasha and Rashi. That means the wind is taking care of everybody. We don't have to be afraid of ruches rois, but the bnei bayis of the chitzayne can still go and take the get from the avir of the pnimis kol man. It wasn't nichnas teich mechitzes. Hapnimi. That's the discussion. Right. Ve'od yesh loyma, the Meiri Shaper be'ein mechitzes achitzoynis mapsikos. It's speaking about that the mechitzes achitzoynis are on the outside of the chotzer chitzoyne. If it's on the outside, so what stops the bnei chotzer chitzoyne for taking the get? Kozman, it wasn't nichnas toich mechitzes apnimi. Umayri she'isha oimedes b'tzad chatzera. Speaking about, she was there. Rabbi didn't mention this, but speaking about, she's there. She's standing there.
Hilkach havi chotza mishtameres al yidei mechitzis chitzoynis lo lishte zikilushus harab. So memele, so now everything is taken care of. The wind won't blow it away because of the mechitzis chitzoynis. And the bnei achotza chitzoyna will not take it away because she's standing there. She won't let them take it away. Avol gabi zekeinim lo yoyim ila mechitzis baye shel Rabban Gamliel. Kivin shazkeinim lo yoyim din b'tzad abayis. Because the zekeinim were not b'tzad abayis. They were on the ship together with Rabban Gamliel. So there you had no one in the chotza that was protecting their bundle of tour. So there the Gemara says it's a chotza sheinim mishtameres. V'ahod amrinen b'shilei ha-shoyu ba'azevel shel balabayis perish shel maskir b'turi d'osei lei ma'alme d'konso loy chatzere af arpi she'eino mishtameres min ha-maskir, or maybe min ha-seich is also not gefelach, but let us just say what Taisvus Kasha is. Taisvus Kasha is, there's a Gemara in Ashoyo, that the Gemara is speaking about, that Reuven rented a chotza from Shimon, and perhaps Lagabi, the tashmishim of the chotza, Reuven rented it, but there was another shimush of this chotza. This shimush of the chotza was if behemoth would ever decide to walk into the chotza and to be matal glolim. So these glolim were belonged to the masker. That means it wasn't rented out to the soicher for this shimush. And so for glolim, it belongs to the masker. So Lamaisa, so it says that the masker is kind of the glolim of kinyan chotza. So Taisus has a problem, but you have here the seicher, which is using the chotza. So memele, so why is it considered a chotza amishtameres? We just said before that we have to reckon with the shimush of another party in the chotza who can take it away, so it becomes ois mishtameres. So how is the maskir there kind of the glolim? The concept that says Ava Pisheni Mishtameres Min HaSoicha or Min HaMaskir. If it means Min HaMaskir, that means that the maskir is not watching it. It's, or maybe it's not protected from the Soicha, that means the Soicha can come and take it away. Yesh Leima, the Mayrish Yesh Gam Le Maskir Bayis Boisei Chotza Da Ava Oimeg Bitzad Chatzere. So Taisa says it is speaking about there was a chotzer that Hitaka rented out to the Seicha, but his house also opened up into the chotzer. So Memele, so whenever he can open up the door, he can see what's happening. So it's called Mishtana. So it's like Oymed Betzida. So Memele, it's called Mishtana. Inami Seicha Havi Kemoi Shomer Ushluchai Shal Maske. Taisa says another teretz that the seicher, just like he's a shomer and the chotzer of the maskir, I mean a seicher, someone from the chavdalet shomrim, so he's also a shomer and somehow on the chafetzim that will be nichnas in this chotzer letzeirech hamaskir. So upon him, the first member of Abaye was, we had two chetzeiros, and the isha possessed the chotzer apnimi, and the get was thrown into the avir of the chotzer apnimi, and it was not nichnas l'toich mechitzes apnimi, afal pikein, she's megureshes, because of the mechitzes of the chitzayna that is protecting that the wind should not blow it out. Rashi had his lomdus and Taisus said his lomdus. But Abaye continued, Masha ain kein bekupais. But if you'll have a similar situation, not with mechitzes chatzeres, but with kupais, so then it will not work like that. Now, what's the case of kupais? Shtei kupais, zu b'seich zu. So let's b'megashim this, we have two kupois, two boxes. There's one box that is 2 feet by 2 feet, and that is laying in another box that's 4 feet by 4 feet. And the outer box has taller walls than the inner box. The inner box belongs to her. The outer box belongs to him. And he threw in the get into the inner box. And it's teich mechitzais achitzaynes of the outer box. Here she will not be giget. Now let us see again the Lashna Gemara. But here it says, a big chiddush, v'zol kaila, pnimi shala v'chitzayni shala, v'zol kaila, and here it says, afilu higia la'avir pnimis. In the first case, it was magia la'avir mechitzis chitzaynis. It didn't go into the avir of the pnimis. And we said she's also megereshes because the mechitzas achitzaynes helps that the mechotzer apnimi is a din of a chotzer mishtameres. Here, afilo, it went into the ave of the mechitzas apnimi. So machoser kan. It's in the ave of the kupa apnimi, ave of the mechitza of the kupa apnimi, eina megereshes. Now this is a Mordechai Chiddush. My time, the holy noch. Since it is still in the avir of the kupe apnimi, so she's not keget. So this needs explanation, but let us go further. Let the Gemara. So for some reason, the mechitzes kupe apnimi does not help it, does not make it a chotzer mishtameres. You have to understand why. But let's go a little further. In fact, the Gemara v'chinoch may have it, and what will be? If it will fall in the kupa hapnimi, havi keilof shaloi keyach b'shus meichahu. But the keili hapnimi, the kupa hapnimi, is lying in the kupa chitzayne. So this is Kalov Shaloikeyach Birshus Moicha, and it becomes bottle to the Rishus that it finds itself. So that means the Kupa Pnimi finds itself in the Kupa Chitzayne, so it becomes bottle to the Kupa Chitzayne. So Afilo, when it reaches the ground, it also shouldn't be Koine. So the Gemara answers, Ocha b'mayeskinon b'kupo she'ein lo shulayim. We're speaking about that the outer kupa that belonged to him did not have a floor. So it did not have a floor, it had walls, but it didn't have a floor. So Memela, so her kupa was touching the ground. So it wasn't besoich, it wasn't Caleb Shalokech Birshus Moich, it wasn't in his Rishus, it was touching the ground. The ground was a simtech, right? So Mamela, when it reaches the ground, the bottom of her kupe, she'll be giget. Kozman, it's in the avir of the kupe, she's not giget. That is the second Gemara. Let us see Rashi. The holay noch, ve'ein mechitza is kli asuyin la'aviron. The mechitzes of a keli were not made asuyen la'aviron lishmer, that it should protect the dvorim that are toich aviron, the enkli osui elo lohaniach besoichoi. Now this is also a very difficult concept to understand. Rashi says that the mechitzes hakeli were not made to protect the dvorim hanimtzoyim besoicham. They shouldn't blow out. That's not the purpose of the mechitzes. Even though they can accomplish that, but if it was not made for this purpose, so for some reason it does not become a chotzer mishtameres al yada. This one is also very, very difficult to understand. But akvonim, that's what Rashi says. Taisus is chaylik on Rashi. Hachi gasine v'chinoch mayhabe, shein lo shelayim punz te pnimis munachas agabi kark. Zag taisus, the whole enoch. Perish bekontris, ve'ein mechitzois shal kli asuyois, elo lohaniach b'seicha. The only may, the only purpose of the keli is not to protect the dvorim ba'aviram. No, the mechitzos are made that something should be put in them. They're not there for protecting me'aviram. Mashme bi'pirushoi, so Rashi is saying, the ave keli ain't a kine. Abal kaponim, whatever the oime kavonis of Rashi is, but Rashi is saying the ave keli isn't kine because the mechitzas are not made lishmer masha avira. Veinire, the beperik basra davay de zora oma, kabiyen nesech, so the gemosa is like this, mechimoto la avira demonim, konye. They're speaking about wine, kosher wine is falling into a keli of a goy. So, mechimoto la'avira demone konye, yayin esech lo'yhave ademote la'are demone. It'll become yayin esech when it reaches the bottom of the keli, mixes up with the other yayin, abal kaponim, but it belongs to the goy as soon as it's in the avir of the keli. Mashme the avikli kaine. So this whole yesod of Rashi is not eiskalten. An avikli is kaine. There it says klal that yedyain that fell into a keli, it belongs to the owner of the keli while it's in the process of falling. Elo nire dohachi perushe. Doholoi noch ba'avikli. So Taisva says it means we have here two kupis. And the kupa hapnimi, let's say the walls of the kupa hapnimi were 2 feet tall. The walls of the kupa achitzayne were 4 feet tall. And that what the Gemara says, the holoi noch, ba'ave keili, the Gemara means she's not yet because as yet it did not reach. It's not 2 feet from the ground. So it is not toich avir, it's not toich mechitzes akupa pnimi. Even though it is toich the avir of the kupa achitzayna. That means, so we have here two kupas. The outer kupa is 4 feet tall, the mechitzes akupa. The kupa pnimi is 2 feet tall, and the get fell is 4 feet from the ground already. And it is protected by the walls of the outer kupa. Here it doesn't help to enable the bailam of the inner kupa to be kind of the get. Avogabi chatzeres, that's what the Gemara wants to differentiate between kupas and chatzeres. Avogabi chatzeres, avogav de loinoch toich mechitzis apnimiyes. So there, the mechitzis achitzaynis can enable the chotzer apnimi to be koine. But here, the mechitzis achitzayn of the kupa cannot enable the isha to be koine when it is toich avir achitzayn. Now, so what's the chilek? So Taisva says, "Kiven the mechitzes achitzaynes heim kibuais kideperashno lael." Taisus before had said alumdis. Rashi had said, "When can you use the mechitzes chitzaynes if it's meshubit?" Taisvis that means that the pnimi has a shibud on the mechitzes achitzaynes. Taisvis did not like that. You don't need a shibud, but al koponim, when can the chotzer apnimi be considered nishtama al yedei hachotzer achitzoyne if the mechitzes of the chitzoyne are kvuim? it's kavua to remain there. Kid berash nalel. So memele. So that's the criteria. So over there you have mechitza is kavuis. It's going to remain there. Masha'in kein, if you have here a scenario, there's two kupis, and the kupa apnimi was put into the kupa chitzayne. So in Basher hu shom, we have here the mechitza of the kupa chitzayne that's being shomer the get. But this is not a kavua dike matzev. This is a temporary matzev. I put one kupa into another kupa. So since it is not a dover kavua, it is not a shmira kavua, so it does not make the avir of the pnimi that it's called a tzenachot samishtameres. Yeah. Kim the chitzis, yeah. Sinigabi chatzair is given shigi lave achitzai nilmava mechitzis apnimis. Perish keneged apnimi lemaila mimchitzoisel. V'toich mechitzis chitzoina. V'gabi kupis karsinen afilo agiya la'ave pnimis perish olamal mechitzoisel. V'ave besoich klal kupa pnimis ave megureshes kedeprishes. Now we have to understand the Taisis made a new girse in our Gemara. He says, according to Taisis, the whole chilek between chatzeres and kupis are that when the get finds itself toich aver mechitzas achitzoynes, and is not toich aver mechitzas apnimi. By chatzeres it is good, because the mechitzas achitzoynes is kavua. By kupes it is not good, because the mechitzas achitzoynes is not kavua. That's how Taisvis learns. So Taisvis is goyres before. This is a different gear. So let's look at Agamon. Agamon, it doesn't say like Taisa says. Like, in Agamon said, Shteicha tzerezu lefnimi zu, nimi shalo v'chitzayni shalo mechitza hachitzay nedelvas apnimis, v'zol kolo kivin shigi la'ava mechitzas hachitzayna areizu megureshes. Here it says hachitzayna. And here it says, in the, by the second case, by Kupis, it says, Shtei Kupis, so the Lashon Agama is mamish like Rashi, that the mechitze of the kupa pnimi cannot make it. Taisus says the whole Gemara is only differentiating the mechitze chitzayne. So therefore Taisus makes a new girs in our Gemara, that in both cases the Gemara says, kivin shegiye la'avir mechitze sapnimis, Perish connected up Nimi Lamalam and Chitzaisel, the Teich Mechitzis Chitzainis, the Gabi Kupis, because if the Gila Aver Pnimis, so both cases, the Gemara calls it the Aver Pnimis, which means the Aver that's Lamaila of the Mechitz of the Pnimi. Perish or Lamal Mechitzaisel, the Aver Besech Klal Kupa Pnimis, Taimi Goreshes, Kedefrishes. The East Sforim de Garsi, and that is Agirs, Gabi Chitzais Kimin Shigil Aver Mechitz Chitzaina. And here it says, Ave Mechitza Pnimi, Ulafi Gil Sazuk, even the Gabi Kupa, Noke Pnimis, Ave Mashma Filo Munach Bechlal Pnimis, Eina Megoreshes, Achinur Beshulov, Kide Perish Pekuntres, this Gil says, Mamish Verashi says, the Loyi Tochen, we can't have such a Gil says, the Ave Kli Koinik and the Frishes. I just wrote you a Gemara in Avoyde Zore that says that Ave Kli is Koin. So therefore, Taisa says, we have to say this a different Gil says. Zot the Mishnah weiter. Bei Shamei Oimrim, Poyta Odom Ishtoi Beget Yosha. A person is permitted to be Megarish's wife with an old get. Ubeisilil Oisrim. Beisilil say, no, you're not permitted to get your wife with an old get. Veisel get Yosha. Kol Shen Ishyachid Imo Ma'achar Shekosveilo. That he wrote the get, let's say, Rish Chodesh Nissen. Put it in his pocket, he didn't give it to her yet, was misyached with her Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So Beis Hillel says, don't you dare give her that get, and the Beis Shammai says, no problem, give her that get, nothing's wrong with the get, you can give it to her. Zok the Gemara, Ba'mai Komiflegi, what is the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Is Beis Shammai Sovri Lamrinan Gzeiro Shemei Yoimru Gita Koidem Likno? We weren't geyser. Maybe people will start talking and they'll be saying, they'll look at the get But look at the get, let's make it a little bit more interesting. Let us say that he put it in his pocket and he gave it to her 3 years later. That's how, that's the story over here. He gave it to her 3 years later. In the meantime, he had, so it said Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Tovshin Memches, or then, and then he gives her the get, and a whole bunch of children were born in between. And then, then Tovshin Samach Aleph, he goes and gives her the get. So now when it comes to Shiduchin, so they want to marry one of the children that was born, and then all of a sudden someone looks at the get, well, this woman was Nizgarish Tovshin Memches, she didn't get married afterwards, and we have children that were born, Memtes, Nun, and Aleph, we have Tovshin Samach, the whole bunch of children were born. So we have to understand these children are not of a high yichus. They were born from znus. They were not born from ishus. So memela. So by giving such a get, we are burying the children and putting a pagam on them. So Beis Shammai said, "You don't have to be afraid of such a thing." And the children will become pagumim. So therefore, we should ask her to be megarish with such a get. No, this is a dangerous get. By giving such a get, we are smearing the yichas of the children. So therefore, you're not, you'll ask a rov in Tovshin Samachal, if you want to give her the get now, go over to the rov looks at the get, I'm sorry, you have to write a new get, this get cannot be used. That's based Hillel Oisrin. Now, Omar Rababa Omar Shmuel, Imni says, what happens, she didn't ask a rov, she got this get, and now we see the get, she was nizgarish with not a proper get. If she's mad already finished, maybe we won't pass her the get, that she should be yaitse from the second husband. A much bigger kula. All Beis Hillel said is, she shouldn't get married with this get. Let him give her another get. He should not give her this get. But if she got the get already, so finished. Then we didn't go further. We didn't make chumras. Let her get married already. Mizgarsha tinosei lechatchila. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Gita koidim levno. Shema yashe saget shnosayim visholish ben ksivel in the scene. There'll be a 2 or 3 year span from when it was written to when it was given over. V'yula bonim imenu b'seichas man. V'acha gach yegarshenu boy. Uli yomim, as the years will pass by, she yishtakach hadover, people will then forget that this get was not given over, this man hakosul beget, yishtakach hadover, yirus man haget, koidim leidis habet, v'yisvurim shenitin lo mishas ksive, v'yayimru min apnuya noilot, so these children were born from, not from an ashes ish, not from ishtev, from apnuya. So this is a begam to the children. Im nizgarsho beget yoshon. Now Rashi is very elusive over here, but Rashi adds 3 words. Boholach bailo limdinas hayom tinose lechatchila. I mean, it's more ridiculous what Rashi says over here. That means according to Beis Hillel, if she was given this get, you go and call over Rabbi, you write another get. We ask her to give a get. You gave this get, you write another get. We don't want such a get. But if he went to Medina Sayom, so now she's in a predicament. So he went to Medina Sayom, so what are you going to do now? Tell her to be in a gun at all times. So if she's Gasha, Bahola, the Medina Sayom, then Tinosel Chatula, then we tell her she should get married. Beis Shammai Sovri, let us see Toisvis, Lo Yamrinen, So we see usually we're accustomed, Beis Shammai was from the Machmirim and Beis Hillel was from the Mekilim, and here it's been a hapachu. Beis Shammai is from the Mekilim and Beis Hillel is from the Machmirim. So the Yerushalmi says the Ozil le Tamayu. It's not pshat, Beis Shammai is here more liberal and Beis Hillel is Machma. Now the goal is itos. The Bishami Islu Beperka Megarish. The Igarish Odom Es Ishtoi Elim Kei Motzabo Dvar Elfe. Person should not give his wife a gift unless Motzabo Dvar Elfe or Adovo Mechua. So Hilkach Mizulhemes He Be'enov. Ve'enoi Bo Oleo. That means we are speaking about what is a get Yoshin? He was Nisyachadimo. Nisyachadimo does not mean that there was a beer. According to Basil, Nisyachadimo finished, he can't use the get. I'm afraid she was Nisaba, there was a beer. We have a whole. So Beshamai holds that, since then all the Megarshis Kain Motzaba Elvis Dovo, so she's Mizuim Etzloi, so I don't have to think that he was Bayala. I feel there was Yichud, but I won't say that there was beer. So Mamela saw this whole shash, that there'll be children. There won't be children, there was no beer. We only saw get Yosha means after Yichud, we asked her to give this get. Yichud does not mean anything after a get because the Mizuhemes Atzla. Ubeis Hillel Islahu, Afilu Dichosei Tavshila Yoche Lagarsha. Beis Hillel holds, one can give a get, If she burnt his tafshil. I once heard a beautiful vote, she burnt his tafshil, give a get. So, I mean, she was talking on the phone in the bed. I mean, what's the problem? So he said, his supper got burnt. What happened with her supper? For herself, she made a new supper, but she doesn't want to throw it away, so then she gives to him. It's Dichosai Tavshiloi. His is burnt. You can eat the burnt. I'll make for myself. And if it's Tavshilon, we'll share it together. So then, there's no reason to give her a get, Samazai, for getting burnt. But if it's Tavshiloi, he always ends up with the burnt, and she always makes over the supper for herself. So then, that's already a legitimate reason to give her a get, according to Basil. Is Yochel Agarsha, Veinam Mizuhemes Beinam, Al Kaponim, she's not Mizuhemes Beinam. V'yayimru ki bo leo. V'yagav napligi lekama v'megashonim v'kupundiki laman d'mukilo b'leiru ha-shanibolo if you're chayish, if you say hein ein ein di-yichud, hein ein ein di-bir. Zog te mishne vayta. Kosav l'shum malchus she'eino ha-genes. Now, there was a date that was written in the get, and the date was written according to the years of the reign of the Melech that the get was written in, and the Medina that the get was written in, so whoever was king was written, this is the fourth year to his reign, his kingdom. Kosav, what if the get was written for a different Malchus, not for the Malchus that they find themselves, was written for a different Malchus, was a Malchus she'eina higenes. We'll see later what this means. It was a Malchus, it wasn't a choshim Malchus. Or l'shem Malchus modai, or l'shem Malchus yovam, or lebinyan habayis. They b'chlal did not write that this is the fourth year to the reign of the king. They wrote, this is X amount of years when the bias was Nivna, or when the bias was Choreb. So when they're looking for a Zman, they're not Goyres, the Malchus, they're going the gear to a different Zman. It's so many years after the Binyan, or so many years after the Chum. Let us see Rashi. Kosav l'shei Malchus shein agenes. Mi shehoye bebobel. He was in Bobo. The cause of Bishnas Kach Vekach LeMalchus Acheres. That this is the Yena Malchus. It's so many years to Yena Malchus. But Bigmarim Aforish Amai Kori Lo Sheina Higenes. Why is that Malchus that we're speaking about? Moses is speaking about Malchus Haloimiyim. That's called a Malchus Sheina Higenes. Because it has to be written, the Malchus that in the Medina that it was written in. Oy shekosav lebinyan abayis, oy luchul bonoy, posel. Ibnei Shaloi Kosav L'Shem HaMalchus. It has to be written L'Shem HaMalchus. Now let us just see Taisvis for 1 minute. Kosav L'Shem Malchus She'ein HaHigenis. Oymer Rabbeinu Olchonen. So the Gemara says later Malchus She'ein HaHigenis means Malchus Choyim. It's not so choshev. Mishum de'ein lehem loiksav v'loi loshen. That means each malchus had their own ksav. There were shivim umes, and each ume has their own ksav and their own loshen. The malchus haroim, some of them, the derav logger, there was each ume had its own loshen, which is shayach to this ume. There are shivim loshenes. The Chassam Sofer says the Latin that was spoken in Rome was a made-up language. It wasn't their Lashon. It was a made-up language which they were Mekabel. So, Sh'ein Lem like Ksav, and a made-up Ksav, a made-up Lashon. So, that was the Ichashivis of Rome. Eimer Rabbein Elchana, the Elohachi Kol Lashon Egenis, Lashmi Inon, the Aval Pi She'ein Lo like Sava like Loshen Aval Pi Kain Miskanin Bo. That means, so the Mefoshim explained it as a Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos over here. Tosfos learned that the reason they passed the get over here because that's all you need. You'll go into town hall and you show them this get, or they'll see the get, and you write that this is the X amount of years of Rome, so it will bring about hakpoder from the Malchus. So that's why they said, no, you have to write from the Malchus, you're in bubble, you have to write the bubble of the Kimalchus. So Taisvah says, the Chiddush is, that because they're envious, you're using another Malchus. So Malchus Roim, I would think they're not envious, ein miskanimbo, because Malchus Roim is Ein lam ksav, ein lam loshen. I would think they're not envious. So the takona does not apply by Malchus Chaim. So it says, no, it applies by Malchus Chaim also. That's how Rabbi Chanan learns. Rashi says that the takona was not because of the envy of the Malchus. Al sholem Malchus, they wanted bedavke to show your machshev this Malchus. That was the problem over here. So Mamela, that's according to Rashi, it's not chilek what you write, Africa. It's not chilek. The chilek is you're ignoring us. You're not machshev our malchus. So Mamela, so Taisvish Tiktoira does not apply according to Rashi. That's the problem. The problem is, I'll show the malchus, you have to write l'shem ha-malchus. Fine. Hoya b'mizrach because of b'mayrif. The get was written B'mizrach ha'ir, and he writes in the get was b'mayrev ha'ir, b'mayrev because of b'mizrach. So we'll see in all these cases, teitze mizeh u'mizeh. Now, she got married with this get. We'll see, Chazal passed this get. This get was not written properly, and they passed the get. Now we're going to have a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. This psul is going according to Ramei, Kolam Mishanim Ed Mabei Yishetov Chachomim Havlad Mamza. They passed the get. Now, as Machlekes Rashi and Taisvis, is this a Verais of the Kipsul or the Drabon of the Kipsul after they passed it? We'll see, Rashi holds it's a Verais of the Kipsul. They passed the get. How it becomes a Verais of the Kipsul, so others say, because it says the get Kedas Moshe be Yisrael, and they didn't want such a get to be written, so it's not written Kedas Moshe be Yisrael. So Mamela, it's a posel min ha-Torah. Taislan, it's posel min ha-Rabbana. We'll see soon the Merdik and Afka means. So here it says, if this get was written not properly, so we'll see a whole bunch of chumris, which will now she got married with this get. Estetzei mizeh o-mizeh. So now, she goes out from the second husband. So according to Rashi, we'll see that's poshut, because she never was geget. And she goes out from the first husband also. If she returned to the first husband, utzricha, or lemaisha, she can't return. Taitze mizeh mizeh, tzricha get mizeh mizeh. ואין לו לאי קסובה ולאי פירוס ולאי מזוינס ולאי בלויס, לאי על זה ולאי על זה, ואם נוטו מזה לזה תחסה. Let us see what Rashi says so far. תצא מזה ומזה. She has to go out from both husbands. אם ניסייס בגצה, if she got this get, which Chazal passed this get, is teitze min harishen u min hasheni. So she is not permitted to both husbands. Utzricha get sheni min harishen. Veget min hasheni. She needs now a get yehud. Va'af al pi. So here Rashi says klo. Shekdushe sheni lehavi kedushin. So Rashi says klo, that the get is posel min ha-toyre. So why does she need a get from the Shani? So she never was married to him. People could be, will not know exactly what happened. She got married to the Shani, and people will think, for all practical purposes, it was a kosher get. And now we'll just say she leaves the Shani without him giving her a get. So I have a limut from over here that an eshesis is yaitza v'loi get. V'loi peiris. Din peiris. Shetiknu lo le'isha. So here it doesn't mean ein lo peiris means the schus that she got from takonis peiris. Shetiknu lo le'isha pirkuno mishivyo tachas peiris. Chazal wa mesaken that the peiris of nichsei meluk belong to the husband. And why did we give him the peiris of the nichsei meluk? That if she'll ever get captured, it's mutal on him to be peidah. And over here, if she ever got captured, none of the husbands are mechuyev to be paid off. Al eilu ein laklum. On these two husbands, there is no shibud whatsoever. V'loi b'lois hakayomim mibegodim shechnis aloi. Now let's say she was machnis nichsei tzayim balzo, or nichsei meluk, begodim, and they really belonged to her, and now you're giving her a get. So Rashi learns it remains by him, and she cannot take them back, even though it's kayomim. Oknosu de kansu kede meforish biyabomis deib. Now what did she do wrong? Shema shemayim, she deiboye lo akruye legite. Before she gets married, she should have read the get. Someone not read the get. How does she know how to read a get? She never learned Hilchos Gittin. But al kaponim, before she gets married, she should take a get to someone who's mustama abokei Hilchos Gittin and find out if everything was written properly. Ba'avlad mamzer. Now let's see further the Mishnah. Ba'avlad mamzer mizeh u'mizeh. The blood is mamza mize mize. Imer zira rishen v'yolda loy ben, have mamza midarabono. That means the second, from the second husband, it's a mamza minatayra, because the get is posel midara, because the get is posel minatayra. If the first one took her back, so we consider ki ilu, she shema girish ze v'noso ze, maybe she midarabonon. We were afraid, people say she got married to the second one. So she's married to the second one. So Mamela Midrabonam, the children shall have the first one afterwards. Amamzeira Midrabonam. Then have a mamze Midrabonam. So be Yevomis Amrinon, the Osab Mamzeres. That he did, now the son is Osab Mamzeres. Oil the kosher min ha-teire. Since he's kosher min ha-teire. The son from the first one, because she never was married to the second one, so he's also to marry a mamzeres. Just what he says is like blois pesh bekuntres bloiser kayomen. Even though the begodim is kayim, it remains by them. The einira the behedya amrinen. Here it means that if it was used up already, she cannot ask him the money from these begodim. Tzicha get mizeh mizeh. Perish bekuntres, af al pi, shekdushe sheni lahavi kedushin, pimeforish beyevamis, zere shem yoyim rogir eshrishin, get koma venos, shen nimsus eshi shaitsus veloike. So this is the Rashi that we see from Rashi, that Rashi holds that the first get is apostle get me na teure, ve'ene nira la rab yosef, the awesome vadahi, the gemor in Yevamis is speaking about, that they said mace by law, and the husband came back alive, so their take, she never was giget from the first husband, does the vadahi eshes rishin, ene makodash is lushen, avoloch min ha teure, צריך גט משני, שרי גט כמו היו אויסי שגירש פיירישן, אני פוסל אלו מדרבונות. So here's the מחלוקת, רשי אין טייס.